Hey, this is KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. The number down here is 503-231-8187. This is Rich with Bill, and we're just filling in, just moving sliders around and spinning discs and all kinds of things. And it's nearly 8 o'clock. We actually are kind of thinking about spinning some Halloween-themed music. But, Bill, did you have something else you wanted to hear?
Yeah, I'd like to listen to the some of the Death Clock album.
Why don't you tell us about Death Clock?
Death Clock is from the show Metalocalypse on Adult Swim, if you have ever watched it.
What if they haven't?
Well, then I guess they'll have to get curious and go look it up.
Are they a real band?
No, it's like a weird animated TV show. It's pretty interesting, though.
I've been watching it quite a bit. It's pretty funny. It's kind of like Spinal Tap, just turned over to the nth degree. It's kind of got, it's like every bad rock parody you can imagine, only actually pretty competent sounding death metal kind of rock, and extremely bloody and violent, but very funny. Let's hear some of that. What track are we going to hear?
Number 3, Awaken.
Okay.
Thank you. get what the boy needs to. You cannot stop the flow. Do you want the picture tonight? Your time has come to go.
Do you want to tell us something about those tracks?
Whoa. Yeah,
whoa,
that was...
Boiler. What did we just hear there?
The second one was Bloodrecuted by the same Death Clock.
I think I remember that actual episode, and I think there was a something happens. Somebody ends up getting electrocuted in their own blood, and then Nathan goes, that's a great name for a song. Bloodrecution.
Yeah.
What was that? What was the track before that?
That was Awaken.
Cool. And what's the name of this album?
The Death Album.
Do they have any other albums out that you know of?
Actually, I've heard that the second one should be coming out soon because we are on the third season or second season or something like that. But I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of really funny recurring characters in there. I especially like Dr. Roxo, which is a rock and roll clown character that's very obviously but subtly based on David Lee Roth. I really like that one, and he goes through this whole story arc where he cleans up and everything. It's actually pretty funny stuff. So this is KBOO 90.7 FM. It's 8:04. We're going to kick into some Halloween-themed music as if we haven't already. That's kind of my favorite time of the year. I really love Halloween. But so let's do that. The number down here is 503-231-8187. This is Rich and Bill filling in. It's TBA. What the heck?
A huge thanks to everyone who contributed during our recent fall membership drive. We came very close to reaching our financial goal, and considering that it overlapped with the largest financial collapse in three generations, we're thrilled with the outcome. If you didn't pay with your credit or debit card, please send us your payment this week. I'm Andrew Geller, KBOO's Membership and Development Director, and I approve this message. And I also greatly appreciate all of your help to keep this member-supported community radio station financially stable. Thanks once again.
Monsters do have their place. In the zoo, in your nightmares, in the deep, in your favorite horror movies. Not in your living room, on your TV. Don't let pay TV be the monster in your living room. Pay TV and cable TV companies are seeking the right to charge you for the very programs you now get free. If you want to stop pay TV and save free television, sign the petition in the lobby of this theater. Let your lawmakers know how you feel in the fight against pay TV and cable TV.
Beneath the rustling autumn leaves, you can't hear the words, but you know just what they mean. Gotta tap your toes against the ground so all the bones can hear the sound, to let them know below that you believe. When you hear those spirits calling, there ain't no use to fight. We'll trade faces the shadows and change voices with the night. Do you feel that glow behind the rotting willow tree? Something in there knows much more than you can see. Says there's a task ahead of you, so don the mask and down the brew, then peer into the sphere of history. When you hear those spirits calling, there ain't no use to fight. We'll trade faces with the shadows and trade voices with the night. the church bell sounds and the sky drips down, ain't nothing is our sin. So we'll taste the ground while we dance around underneath each other's skin. When the raven calls your name and the barn owl starts a flight, we'll trade faces with our shadows and change voices with the night. When you hear those spirits calling, there ain't no wrong or right. We'll trade faces with the shadows and change voices with the night.
Religious beliefs.
Death, open arm wide, open wide. Lucifer over London. Lucifer over London. All dead like the leaves. All times shiver. Old dead calendar. Past blurred sunsets. Cinders flying in his heart. His heart. His fingers punch holes in the sky. All the little Christs I count. Lucifer over London. Lucifer over London. Lucifer over London. Lucifer. All the little Christs I call laugh through the green, green field. Some of these angels have the face of God. Some of them the face of dogs. Lucifer over London. Lucifer. Green angel form. Lucifer flickers all around me. His hooded eyes alight. Lucifer over London. Lucifer over London. Smoky musk. Look into him. Just a little longer. See the true face of the moon. So he wheels there the heavens. His eyes as dotted bright lights. Licked with dust. His banners are broken.
She's an evil chick. Say she's the witch. far. She's gonna make it live, 'cause she's the witch. When she walks around late at night, most of the people sleep untied. If you hear a knock on your door, you better sneak it away. You better be careful before it's too late. She's gonna make you in, 'cause she's the witch.
I hope you're enjoying this mix of Halloween music. That's the band Nature and Organization in the background, which is a bunch of people from Coil, Current 93, Death in June. And this is the Wicker Man song being sung by Rose McDowell in this version.
See, I should have done it a long time ago.
Hey. It was many and many a year ago, in a kingdom by the sea, that a maiden there lived whom you may know by the name of Annabel Lee. And this maiden, she lived with no other thought than to love and be loved by me. I was a child and she was a child in this kingdom by the sea, but we loved with a love that was more than love, I and my Annabel Lee, with a love that the winged seraphs of heaven coveted her and me. And this was the reason that long ago, in this kingdom by the sea, a wind blew out of a cloud, chilling my beautiful Annabel Lee, so that her highborn kinsmen came and bore her away from me, to shut her up in a sepulcher in this kingdom by the sea. The angels, not half so happy in heaven, went envying her and me. Yes, that was the reason, as all men know, in this kingdom by the sea, that the wind came out of the cloud by night, chilling and killing my Annabel Lee. But our love, it was stronger by far than the love of those who were older than we, of many far wiser than we. And neither the angels in heaven above nor the demons down under the sea can ever dissever my soul from the soul of the beautiful Annabel Lee. For the moon never beams without bringing me dreams of the beautiful Annabel Lee, and the stars never rise but I feel the bright eyes of the beautiful Annabel Lee. And so all the night tide, I lie down by the side of my darling, my life and my bride, in the sepulchre there by the sea, in her tomb by the sounding sea.
Welcome, fool. You have come of your own free will to the appointed place. The game's over. Time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
Thank you.
This is KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. This is Rich doing a little bit of Halloween music here, kind of scary themed music. What did we hear? In the background right now, we're listening to Black Mass Electric Storm in Hell by the band White Noise, which I guess was made up of a bunch of BBC Radiophonics Workshop people, but I could be wrong. And we heard before that from the Omen soundtrack by Jerry Goldsmith, we heard Avi Satani. And from the Wicker Man soundtrack, the original Wicker Man soundtrack, not the Abomination that was made later, we heard excerpts from that. And that's why, I guess the composer of that is Paul Giovanni, but sometimes that album is credited to a band called Magnet. And we heard from the band Blood and Roses back from the 80s, we heard Necromantra. And we heard Marianne Faithful reading Annabelle Lee from the album Closed Due to Rabies, the Poe project by Hal Wilner. Great album. We heard more Wicker Man Madness from the band Nature and Organization, preceded by The Witch by The Sonics. Not The Wailers, I wish it was. It'd be interesting to hear, but that was The Sonics back, I think it was like 64, 62. When was that? Maybe Bill can call and tell me. We heard, of course, from Brian Eno and David Byrne from the classic My Life in the Bush of Ghosts. We heard Jezebel Spirit. And we heard Alien Sex Fiend doing Now I'm Feeling Zombified. And Current 93 did Lucifer Over London from the single Lucifer Over London. And we heard Possessed by Code 4, a Belgian band from, I think, the very early 90s. And again in the background, Black Mass, Electric Storm, and Hell. And we'll probably do some more Halloween mayhem for another 10 minutes. And after that, it'll be Richard with A Different Nature. Papa Dada himself will be in here at 9. So stay tuned. This is KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. And the number down here is 503-231-8187. This is Rich. Bill's been here. We've just been kind of playing some tunes.
once, upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping as of someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my chamber door. Only this, and nothing more." How distinctly I remember it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here, forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more." Presently, my soul grew stronger. Hesitating then no longer, sir, said I, "or madam, truly, your forgiveness I implore, but the fact is, I was napping. And so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping, tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here, I opened wide the door. Darkness there. Nothing more. Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before, but the silence was unbroken. The stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, Lenore. Merely this, nothing more. Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning, soon again I heard a tapping, somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is, and this mystery explore. But my heart is still a moment, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind, and nothing more. Open here I flung the shutter, when, with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched above my chamber door, perched upon a bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door, perched and sat, nothing more. Then, this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore, "Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou," I said, "art sure no craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore. Tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore," quoth the raven, "nevermore." Much I marvel this ungainly fowl to hear discourse so plainly, though its answer little meaning, little relevancy bore, for we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door, bird or beast, upon the sculpted bust, upon his chamber door, with such a name as Nevermore. But the raven, sitting lonely on the pallid bust, spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word he did outpour. Nothing farther than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, "Other friends have flown before. On the morrow, he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before." Then the bird said, "Nevermore." Startled by the stillness broken by reply so aptly spoken, "Doubtless," said I, "what it utters is its only stock in store, caught from some unhappy master, whom unmerciful disaster followed fast and followed faster, till his songs one burden bore, till the dirges of his hope that melancholy burden bore of never, nevermore. But the raven, still beguiling all my fancy into smiling straight, I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of bird and bust and door. Then, upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy unto fancy, thinking what this ominous bird of yore, what this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore meant in croaking nevermore. This I sat engaged in guessing, but no syllable expressing to the fowl whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight gloated o'er, but whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating o'er she shall press on evermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer swung by seraphim, whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. Wretch, I cried, thy God hath lent thee, by these angels he hath sent thee respite. Respite and nepenthe from the memories of Lenore. Quaff, O quaff this kind nepenthe, and forget this lost Lenore, quoth the raven. Nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still of bird or devil, whether tempter sent or whether tempest tossed thee here ashore, desolate, yet all undaunted, on this desert land enchanted, on this home by horror haunted, tell me, truly, I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still of bird or devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both adore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, if within a distant Aden it shall clasp a sainted maiden whom the angels name Lenore. Clasp a rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, quoth the raven. Nevermore. Be that word our sign of parting, bird or fiend, I shrieked, upstarting, get thee back into the tempest and the night's plutonian shore. Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul hath spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken, quit the bust above my door, take thy beak from out my heart, and take thy form from off my door, quoth the raven. Nevermore. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of palace just above my chamber door. And his eyes have all the seeming of a demon's that is dreaming. And the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadow on the floor. And my soul, from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor, shall be lifted